the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Hey, guys, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm here in Medford, Oregon, performing at Chadwick's Sports Bar and Grill, along with the opening for my friend, good friend, who now I met second time in person, Mark Yaffe.
We woke live in Medford, huh?
That's right. We woke up today, and I have to thank Mark. Because my viewers and listeners know that about a week ago or so, I kind of lost it, a little upset with Starbucks. You know, my main coffee is Dunkin' Donuts, to be honest with you. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts
guy. East Coast
guy,
that's understandable.
Right? Yeah. And, but I have Starbucks when I'm on the road, whichever one's not off the beaten path and I can get right back on the road. But you introduced me to another coffee company.
I've created a monster, a coffee monster.
I'm going to have to get somebody to open a location in the East Coast. I don't know if they're there. But first of all, it's delicious. Thank you for introducing me to the Dutch Brothers.
It's an Oregon institution. Now it's in Washington, California, and a couple in Nevada.
So that's it. So it's almost like Wawa in the early stages. You guys don't have Wawas here.
Oh, dude, I love the Wawa. Whenever I work East Coast,
yeah,
they got that fresh sandwich area. Oh. Yeah,
do it. Yeah. You don't have to rely on any of your knucklehead, kind of like the person we had at Subway when we stopped. Yeah. This kid, I think the kid was banging his girlfriend in the freezer because we interrupted him somehow.
It was a drive-thru, and we had to repeat the order like 7 times. Finally, he says, come up to the window, and he still screws it up.
And you know what? I got nervous after the fact. I didn't think about it, but I got nervous afterward, everybody looking ice cream.
I was thinking about contaminated food after I ate my tuna. I was a little bit...
Did I taste something funny in it?
My stomach was a little bit off yesterday. Yeah,
and then I looked at the kid. It's like, this kid got hep C. You know, if he spits in my food, what's it going to be like? So here's the best part about it. We got... to stop at a Dutch Brothers.
Dutch Brothers?
Well,
we started with the first.
I'm just starting the story.
Right.
I think it was when we were in North Bend or in Coos Bay, right? That's the first one we went to?
Yeah, before we got out of Coos Bay.
After I went, for some reason, and bought a Burger King Italian chicken sandwich.
His late breakfast.
Late breakfast. I don't get up early when I'm on the road. So
don't let the name of the podcast fool you. Oh, no, it isn't.
Pay attention. You get the memo? So, all right. So right after that, and you know, he says, "Well, there's one right around the corner," and we jumped on it, and actually, it was really great because I learned something about Mark. Because even though he is liberal and believes in, you know, he broke a law and he went down a one-way street, which. No, I said, good, dude,
It was a private driveway in my defense as an ex-driving examiner for the state of California. It's, you know, it's an exit only. We're on a one-way street. I'm not going to go all the way around. We had four cars on one side.
There's a line on one side. Nobody on the other side. So we thought, hey, there's probably no real good reason why there's nobody on the other side of this line right now. And then, of course, we went through and, you know, we cut around to the UE. And his gay Prius, I mean, great Prius.
I was trying to make balance and harmony, as they do in Norway.
Yeah, thank you. Otherwise it would have tipped over. Like that Democratic congressman said about the Naval Institute in Guam. He goes, how many ships, how many people are in there? I'm actually worried about the island of Guam tipping over at your party. Anyway, so So we get there, and you know, I have. I'm thinking this is good because I don't want to eat Starbucks. I was a little miffed when a patron, a client, somebody sitting in Starbucks went to a barista and asked them to go to the bunch of police who were having coffee on their break to leave because these people were scared for their lives.
In Arizona, a red state.
Tempe.
No less.
Yeah, in Tempe, Arizona, they were scared because there was police officers there. So I thought...
We don't know what their record was like. Maybe they had a good reason.
I mean, they
scared.
Have two young kids, young black men under their arm, punching them in the face, you know, putting a gun to the head. Shut up, Trayvon. I mean, what the fuck? What would cause, you know, that kind of, you know, police, you know? You know, so it's a scary thing that your party is causing in this country.
Unless they have some sort of PTSD thing, but I still think it was a bad move.
Yeah, well, that,
Starbucks
listen,
is going to lose a lot of money.
Where I come from, the only people who get scared around police are fucking criminals, okay? The people that are usually scared around police have something trying to hide.
When I was a kid, the police always got free coffee and donuts. It was
understood. Now they can't even go to a drive-thru window. So, Starbucks, even though I'm a stockholder, still. it's gone up a lot, by the way.
Still business.
It's still business. Money's money. Yeah. I'm not going to boycott Starbucks. I just don't like them. That didn't make me happy. So I'm happy that you introduced me to a new coffee company, and whenever I want a cup of coffee, I need to come to Washington, Oregon. So we go to Dutch Brothers, which is they're located all over the place so far as I've seen. And they are, how do you say it, a nice little drive-through.
It's not like a kiosk. Place.
Kiosks. Right? Is that an Indian word?
Yeah.
It means, right?
It means small building with two windows.
Okay. Yeah. That must be an old traditional kiosk. So, nice kiosk, so we go around illegally, and criminal driver. And we get to the thing, and I just say, hey, I'm here because my buddy here referred me to you guys at Dutch Brothers as a coffee. You guys says your coffee's great. And he goes, yeah, what do you want? So I end up getting a white mocha.
20-ounce white mocha.
Was it that big?
Yeah, you said, give me the biggest. Go big or go home, this guy.
Hey, look at me. So I'm going to have a small coffee. So I had a Dutch Brothers, the big one, 20-ounce. And then I'm getting ready to pay, and the guy looks and goes, hey, guess what? This is your first time? I go, yeah. And got the free coffee.
Gratis.
The kid was excited because he thought I was going to give him the 20 in my hand as a tip. He looked,
And in Dougie's defense, he gave him five, which is about four more than I normally tip. So
right. Good for and you. Here, this is going to be important later, Mark. Thank you. So we did it. I got it. And by the way, Dutch Brothers, I would like to sponsor you. I wouldn't mind even looking at the opportunity to do some franchising on the East. I wouldn't mind being the emo to the company, to the East Coast.
The yin to the Dunkin' Yang?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
And Dunkin' Donuts is another. I'm a stockholder with them, too, to be honest with you, but I prefer their coffee. So, delicious, right? No problem. I guess we went about another few hours.
Yeah, four or five hours.
And we saw another...
Cave Junction, Oregon. They're pretty much like trees in Oregon.
Yeah.
Dutch Brothers.
So stopped at another one and thought, hey, it's I've never had a coffee here before.
The wheels of the financial planner here.
Yeah. So. I'm going to take advantage of something. So I think I had about 18 cups.
Well, you went back and forth on that second for a second. You were kind of vacillating on whether you should disclose.
My ethical, I was a little nervous about it, and I thought, but I gave a tip. I gave another nice tip. So I just want to let people know, even though I'm a licensed fiduciary guy, and I did kind of take advantage of the situation.
But as a good money conservative guy, he lived up to his Republican values and made sure he didn't actually technically lie because you'd never been to that Cave Junction.
Right.
That was your first time
day or so.
Dutch Brothers, yeah.
Don't let the words, the facts get in the way of a good story, I would say. So, yes. So I had a few and I did tip. So it's not like I walked away just trying to be a freeloader, like trying to take advantage of people. So thank you, Dutch Brothers, and thank you.
And the tip actually exceeded the cost of the coffee. So
it
I
did.
Think that was
so technically I didn't even get it for free.
But you still got it for free psychologically.
Yes. I was so happy that they gave me this coffee.
And once you start paying, which may be a year or two from now when you keep coming back and you decide to you finally circulate it through all 300 locations, that you get a punch card. It's the old school, put 10, get the 11th
one. Well, I don't want a punch card because then I know I've been there. It's like, you know, I can't use this.
When your conscience finally kicks in, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, okay. I won't take advantage of it for a couple of years. Stop. Now, definitely, it's good company. And, and what was the thing I was going to say? Oh, one kid, I think the one time some guy got a little suspicious. Because he says, oh, it's your first time. I'm like, yeah, it's my first time. And he says, you want a straw? So for you amateurs out there, as my buddy Jim Florentine says, don't be a rookie. If they ask like you're surprised. Like, a straw? Like,
In my coffee?
Why would I put a straw in my coffee? But it's delicious. It's really... It's the only time I've ever drank.
We call it the Almeida effect.
Yeah. I think the guy was trying to watch me to see if I was actually a real first-timer or not, but... It was
delicious. Well, that's why you had your wallet. I was going to have him just show him the Florida license right there. You had it sitting on your lap.
Trust me. Yeah. So, all right. The other interesting part of this little trip, besides a beautiful drive, up the coast, up and down the coast, the Pacific Ocean, Oregon.
The trees, the beaches, the hikes in this region.
No
unbelievable.
Hikes.
Unbelievable.
No fucking hikes.
Someone.
This guy thinks I like to walk, and even more importantly, hike. You know what a hike is? Hike is like walking with a lot more effort. You know what I mean? Hiking is more like a strategic walk,
hiking is
right?
Walking with heels.
Yeah, with heels?
Heels.
Oh, I thought you said heels.
Or heels, that's a whole different hike.
Yeah, it's a different hike. Yeah. you're hiking out of the closet. So, I don't... Listen, dude, I get it. You know, I would love to go nice, beautiful hike, but...
I was thinking maybe it'd be 300-400 yards, something. But
No. You take a fucking hike, and that was it. Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, they go, how's it like to do comedy in casinos? Now, you do a lot of casinos.
I do. Mostly tribal casinos. Vegas casinos.
Yeah. And, I love them because I love two things. I love gambling and I love comedy and I love not walking far from my room.
Let's not forget number three, buffet and free food.
Yes.
Many times. This is one of the perks of our industry. A lot of...
Pass.
A lot of nice food pass. Food pass.
Yeah, and like I said, but even more importantly for the food, believe it or not, is not having to walk.
We're 4 for 4 in free food this week, free
yes.
meals.
Yes,
to me that's as important as writing a new joke.
Well, one gig they almost didn't give me the free food. Yeah, but that's not important. They saw me and they go, "This guy." They cap it, but was the convenience of having a hotel room. Going downstairs, walking into another place where you're doing comedy.
Exactly.
That is the only acceptable walking distance.
And if you have a couple cocktails, there's no driving home, there's no being arrested in a strange town.
Exactly.
You know, the only concern is you try to go into the wrong hotel room because you drank too much.
And then a guy thinks you're banging his wife.
And security doesn't have the same arrest powers as a police officer. So.
Yes. And here's the thing, the one thing, the problem, the risk... doing comedy in a casino is losing money in the casino.
And what was really frustrated me because usually when I'm on the road with another comic, if we're both playing, at least one of us is winning.
Right.
And it's always that balance.
Yeah.
Even Steven. It's like, no, not this time.
Well, we were getting beaten.
that was a full-on assault.
Yeah, like the Castro kids in Ohio. That was the family where that guy kidnapped all those girls and shackled them and boarded them up. A few years ago, look it up. It was a pretty intense case. I didn't do so well at the blackjack table. And, usually as a blackjack player, you have a run, you have a little run, you play it. But,
no streak whatsoever.
A little streak.
Yeah.
And then it,
And then they had this three special bets. You could bet your card to match a dealer's card, which I've seen. Then they had to double your bet on the first two cards.
Yeah.
Which looked good, but... I talked to one of my blackjack expert buddies, and he said it's a minus 0.16% advantage for the casino, because they push on 16.
Yeah, they add the other angle of
it. So they make you think it's the old okie doke.
Yeah. So in short, there's a lot of good things about doing.
In short,
comedy.
Dougie lost his shorts on Thursday night.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I actually my other side of revenue.
I just lost my socks, but
Yeah, and you know,
we made up. You made it up on merch the next. We were killing on merch last night.
Yeah, that was good. You know, that's a good way to justify it.
Exactly.
But it's really bad when you're doing a casino gig and you leave the place knowing, I think I just worked here for free. I think I just came here.
Unfortunately,
drove all the way here. It's fucking time to get here. And all this shit just to come in here and go, thanks for having me. So that you got to take your risk with when it comes to casino gigs. I got to tell you, this past week it's been bad if you were a pedophile. Now, you're not a pedophile.
I'm a pizzaphile.
Pizzaphile, yeah, yeah, me too.
Peanutphile, love, love the GIF.
I'm a Philly cheesesteak file. I'm a sushi file.
Oh,
everything food.
We miss the sushi. I tell somebody they have this. We go to this place in Grants Pass, Oregon. $10. It's all you can eat. Sushi, Chinese, Mongolian. I'm thinking they've got to be laundering money.
Yeah. Well, the Mongolian part, definitely. I think I'm part Mongolian. I got to do one of those DNA tests. But it was a bad day. First of all, Art Kelly got arrested on 13 counts, count indictment.
He was out walking his dog.
Was he?
Thinking, you know, really, R. Kelly. People, yeah. How do you go out in public when you're R. Kelly, first of all? Just strolling the streets.
I can fly. Yeah. This guy's been guilty.
Yeah.
I remember reading a story a few years ago how a family, almost like a militia, men in an armed, like not an armed vehicle, but in a big SUV vehicle that was doped up and they were all armed with AR-15s and shit, were going into New York City to get one of their family's kids back from Art Kelly's, you know, sex dungeon.
Right, yeah, he has holding homes.
Yeah, and he brings them there and they can't leave and sit and shit. And, but he's...
Maybe they should have got OJ in there. Like, he went back with his little posse and got that
get
the trophies
back
with the guy. Yeah, they broke in.
Yeah.
Could have gone under the cover of juice.
OJ. By the way, OJ is so relevant that even in financial planning, his name comes up. Can you believe that?
Really?
Because OJ, with his pensions and annuities and products like that, which are protected from stuff like lien or attachment, as they say, his money's in that. So the Goldmans couldn't get any of his money.
So beside his NFL pension, he had some annuities.
Yeah.
So he moved those before the civil suit and set it all up.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're ever going to get sued, or, you know, it's a good way to do that. Mm. At any rate, so...
See.
No, Daddy. Don't pass this advice, otherwise I put some shit disclaimer and everything.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass. Don't listen to me. I'm on the radio. I'm Dougie Dangerous, okay? When it comes to that kind of advice. Anyway, so Art Kelly goes to jail. Good. He should have been in jail.
Okay, here's my frustration, though. Okay, Art Kelly, I'm working on this. It's a bit, but of course, it's based on... But the man, he couldn't get an American to sell him a pint of blood if he got shot for $250,000. 20 million people would surrender their firstborn to bring Michael Jackson back to life.
Right.
And he paid out over $25 million in sexual assault against children. Credible allegations.
Right.
One is recanted, but, you know, you if you went to a party or a club and you asked the DJ to play I Believe I Can Fly, you're out. 86.
Oh, yeah?
You go to a wedding reception, it's guaranteed you're going to hear at least three Michael Jackson songs.
Yeah. Well, they're much better songs, if you ask me. I mean, Michael Jackson was one of the greatest entertainers ever. And the kids seem to like him, but I'm more of the fan like some people do things, but they don't do it because it's an evil intent. Like, there's a big difference between Jeffrey Epstein and Michael Jackson. I think if you look at these two guys, which by the way we're gonna talk, if you haven't seen it, Jeffrey Epstein has a this bizarre structure on an island that he owns. It's like a little island.
There was like a tour. Geraldo presents like
it,
Al Capone's vault.
Well, you can't even get in it. I mean, you look. It looks like a Egyptian thing with these, you know, demonic, paganistic, Humna Sumitri type, you know, fucking Illuminati. You know, and the weird part about it is they think there may be an underground structure, and you go underground in there. But the weird part is the door is locked from the outside. You know, big ass wooden doors that have those.
That sounds like some hotels I've stayed at.
Yeah, it's like the difference in the quality in. Mm. But
that is creepy. Doors locked on the outside.
Yeah.
And they've just uncovered this? Didn't they know this whole time with this island?
Well, I imagine a lot of people know about a lot of things.
He owned the island, though. Was it private island.
Yeah, while we're on it. The latest buzz about Jeffrey Epstein, child sex trafficking case, regards a temple-like structure on his private island. Do you have a private island? I have my own private island, Idaho. An island he calls Little St. Jeff's. I think he calls his penis that, too, by the way. But one St. Thomas person called, the people of St. Thomas, who are a little more in the area.
Yeah.
Pedophile Island.
That was the clear name. No
Orgy Island, or Pedophile Island, or Orgy Island. For the law, I would go honor, it's Orgy Island. There's nothing illegal about orgies, unless you have a real ugly person that stinks in it. It's on the 72-acre island that Epstein allegedly ferried in young women on a boat named the Lady Ghislaine. Epstein's friend and former partner, Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite.
Oh, yeah. It's always suspicious when you're just a socialite.
Yeah. That's your title? Seen this woman's pretty hot.
Okay.
You know, she looks like she's...
She was probably the helper to get to coerce these young girls, because, you know, they it's always the couples. Every time I see a sex trafficking ring, it's a guy and an enabler woman.
Right. And this creepy fuck, by the way, some stories that have come out, women would go to his mansion, or his big Manhattan fucking place, and you walk in, there's a painting, huge painting in the room of a naked young woman. And he you know what his fucking line is? I see a lot of that woman in you. Listen, I don't know if he got if you got $1 billion, it shouldn't be that hard. But this is going to go really big, because the shit that's going on here, this is like Eyes Wide Shut, you know, kind of stuff. This guy, you could tell this guy is a complete fucking you thought you had a fantasy island. There's a lot of fucking weirdos, you know what I mean, that just don't like, hey, had sex. They got to have all kinds of shit. You know, they got to have more, you know.
But there's some powerful weirdos. He wasn't just inviting over, you know.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah. You know, Bill from your fucking plumber.
He said, he said, I just went over there to do a little electrical work for 2 weeks.
Yeah. There's been various explanations for the Blue Striped Temple. So look it up. It's online if you guys are on. Inside story. Yeah, this, I'm trying to say here, what happened. Workers. There's document people who worked on the project, because there's a question whether there's an elevator in the thing or not, and everybody seems to agree that if there was actually a working elevator, it had to be serviced.
And there was a D for dungeon at the bottom.
Yeah, D. You know, O for orgy room. Yeah, the P for the pedophile room. Yeah. But they think it could have been a. They don't think it.
So no one's talking yet.
It's amazing how something like this the idea that a elevator, once you put a working elevator structure, it's got to be something that you really need permitted. Like, there's very limited places you can buy an elevator.
Even if you... Yeah.
Or shaft, or the potential... It's an engineering miracle, I guess.
Unless it's, you know, some sort of rogue black market elevator.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone's going to do it, he's going to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be some guy with... I don't know if the billionaire is going to have a big fucking mule with a rope tied to his neck. Get the bitches up here, damn it! So this is all kinds of shit are unfolding with this guy.
But it's always interesting how these, especially with the men of power, it always takes a couple of rounds to get them. Like, you think back to, you know, Michael Jackson.
Right.
OJ didn't get criminal, got him civil.
Right.
Then you think about this guy, took him 2 times. R. Kelly.
Right. Know,
he's been dodging stuff for years, right. And now he's...
He's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, good. You know what? Because if you're going to live like that and you're going to enjoy... If you are capable of opening Pandora's box, I'm a big believer of this philosophy of Pandora's box. It's part of one of my bits when I do talk about doing threesomes, because I had a lot nice period of time in my life where I had some threesomes with women, because my girlfriend liked women and the time, and you know. But it's like opening,
and it was all consensual. So
yes,
she was fine. You didn't,
and everybody was over the age. Trust me.
And it wasn't in a private island in the Bahamas.
No.
Okay, good.
No, and it's sometimes in a basement in Ohio.
Yeah,
but
classic.
No, some locations were worth sketching. But when you're with, when you have that lifestyle, and then it's time to go back to normal world, you don't even know what to do. Like, you know, that's where drug addicts get in problems. Drug addicts have problems because they get into that, you go into that euphoric, you know, you go, oh, you touch God, you know, you get into all that shit. Now, to come down's hard.
This is what happens when I work on a cruise ship.
Yeah,
the guy's feeding you, doing your laundry, everything's sent, and I got to go back and microwave a frozen dinner and at home.
That's horrible.
Where's Fausto with my homemade, my custom omelet?
Yeah, where's my eggs Benedict, bitch? Well, that's interesting. You like working on the cruise ships?
I like the convenience of the food and the ship. You know, same thing. It's the old casino situation. You just go to the theater, you do the show. Your room's 2 flights up.
Now you can't. Are you in a situation where you can or can't really socialize too much, or you stuck in the? You got a window. You got a cabin with a window.
I do. Sometimes I have a window. It's always a view. Usually there's a lifeboat, so you have to kind of stand on your bed to see out there. But you know, you go out. I walk 50 feet. And I'm at. There's a window or a balcony, or Yeah, so I have.
But you can you roam during the day?
I have free roaming privileges.
I'm like gamble?
T-Mobile. I cannot play progressives and table games. So I can slot machines.
Oh, well, of course. That's like your wife saying, you can bang any other girls you want today, but only real big ugly ones and that don't bathe.
But see, on Hall and Merrick, we're considered guest crew, so I can go hang on the guest floors,
mm-hmm.
not in a guest's room. Anyway, I can go there and I can go down to the crew area and go to the OB, go to the officer's bar, have a beer, throw some whatever. Yeah.
Captain? All right. Well, I don't know. I've heard this and that about it. People ask me to do it. First of all, I really got to tighten up my material a little more, get a little more 30 minutes of clean material, more appropriate.
Yeah, the ground is clean.
Yeah, where people aren't going to be triggered. Otherwise, thanks, Tony Gonzalez, if you're watching, buddy. My buddy who I did that when I was in South, I told you, in South Carolina, at the Comedy Zone in Greenville, I got into this fun bit about going triggered. And, you know,
I'll tell you, that should be the title of your next senior DVD.
Yeah.
Triggered.
And by the way, a lot of writing. We did some good writing. Mm-hmm. Got some good jokes. And we got a great idea for a sitcom. We don't give it away.
Come on. You can see this face on TV. Let's see. It's a Netflix star.
With that being said, Joey Medina, fucking Jimmy Schubert. We already got parts, okay, for you guys.
I want to play one of the seminal guys that you're investing all this money.
Yeah, like the Indian guy.
Just pop in.
You come in, and we investment club. Investment club ready to hand over shekels to...
divest my wampum.
Divest my wampum.
We bring
you wampum, and you give us 4 beaver claws. I don't know.
Well, in your case, Dunkin' Donuts. Bear claws.
Yeah, bear claws. Or Dutch Brothers. Did I say that enough today? Delicious.
I think he's already got sponsorship.
I should get it, you know, after they make me pay him back for all the fucking free ones. Hey, by the way, it's that time of day, everybody, here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And we're back.
I thought there was going to be a stare out again.
No more staring off.
Okay.
Otherwise, I haven't seen my wife in a while. Maybe it's something stupid.
Yeah.
Our first story of the day, actually our real second one, but this is the first official in the news segment. Crazy shit, dude. You're not surprised when you see crazy things happen. Hundreds of blindfolded goats airdropped into a mountain range. It would be funny if the story tied together were dropped into the fucking guy's island.
Right?
There'd be a
gene. Who owns the mountain range? Could be another freaky billionaire.
Oddly enough, it's Bill Clinton and Trump. How do they own something together? For the second straight summer, mountain goats are flying in Olympic National Park. That's in Washington, isn't it?
And they're blindfolded so they don't have a heart attack on
the
drop?
They get fucked. They're dropped into Washington. They don't want to see the other fucking goats that live there.
Yeah, they don't want to see that grizzly bear about to... them when they land.
Yeah. Officials this weekend began rounding up the sure-footed but non-native mammals from remote parts of the park, where humans introduced them in the 1920s to relocate them to Cascade Mountains, where they do belong.
Wait! I thought they were dropped in by blindfold.
They're gathering in one place, so they gather them all up where they're not supposed to be, and then they take them over to this
relocation
Cascade Mountains. It's like busing.
Yeah.
It's like segregation for goats.
My agent does that in some of my gigs. I get blindfolded and dropped
in. I can't tell you much about the gig.
Yeah. Welcome to Havre, Montana.
Yeah, you don't mind getting paid 30 days later? Animal capture specialists called gunners and muggers sedate their animals with darts or capture them in nets, blindfold them, pad their horns, and fly them on slings dangling from a helicopter to a staging area. They're looked over by veterans and outfitted with tracking collars, much like my friend's little kids, before being trucked to the Cascades and once again flown by helicopter, this time into a new alpine habitat.
Where they succumb 7 hours later to the stress of their
travels. They all end up walking off a fucking cliff
We forgot to take the blindfolds off. Whit Mugger was in charge of the blindfold. Yeah. He was over at Epstein's Island. He didn't show up.
Mountain goat relocation will allow these animals to reoccupy historical range areas and bang other more better-looking goats. The capture of the goats was contracted. Who gives a shit? Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife plans to release the goats at six sites in the Cascades.
That's amazing. You've mentioned that's your business, your goat relocation contract. What do you do for a living? Yeah. Well, I tell I'm a comedian, I'm a financial planner, mm-hmm. a goat relocation specialist.
Yes, I drop goats in the fuck. I blindfold goats, strap them up, try to keep some of my coworkers from banging them. Stop it, John. Yeah. And then, you know, do my job. California asked to ask U.S. to end plan to drop rat poison on islands. Now, you're American Indian heritage. You don't like the government dropping any shit on the earth.
Well, I don't like those rats either.
Those right.
Invasive well, rats, right? Yeah.
It says here that in San Francisco, federal wildlife officials were urged Wednesday to withdraw a proposal to drop 1.5 tons, this is the way I feel last
tons?
Night after I ate that cheeseburger, of 1.5 tons of rat poison on remote islands off the coast of California.
That's a lot of rat poison.
To kill mice infestation until they address it with wildlife. People are going to say, what the fuck are you doing? The California Coastal Commission heard public comment on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plan, which has drawn criticism, triggered, from local conservation groups.
Conservatives or conservatives?
Conservation groups. Condoms. The commission is seeking to determine whether the plan complies with the coastal management's rules and who the fuck
the California Coastal Commission is pretty much the HOA of the beaches in California.
Yeah.
So
okay.
If you've dealt with an HOA, you know what you're up
oh
against.
My God.
It's either, so the alternative is to plant 7.3 million mousetraps.
Yeah, right? Go out there and what's your alternative?
2 million cats.
Hmm. Says here the Wildlife Commission massive marched at a massive house mice population. At least they build houses.
They're house
not,
mice?
They're not fucking like bum mice where they hang out on the street all day and yeah, shit on the street.
Are they union or non-union mice?
They're non-union.
That's yeah, California. Okay.
They got a 401k though, it says. It's threatening the whole ecosystem. And on the rugged Farallon Islands, 27 miles off the coast of San Francisco.
That's where we dumped all the nuclear waste after World War II.
Is it?
There. Yeah.
The archipelago is a home of the largest seabird breeding colony.
Well, if we could train the birds to eat the mice, that would be very helpful.
I had the birds eating the fucking mice. They're too busy fucking. I'd really fucking eat that mice if I wasn't banging over here procreating my species.
If they get the mice to look like a fish, maybe the birds would dive in and take them.
So that's what they do. They catch all the mice and put little fish fins on them.
Yeah.
The colony in this United States, which approximately 300,000 to 350,000 birds of 13 species, including the rare ashy storm petrels. The islands are also used by marine mammal species for resting and breeding areas and some guys who can really swim well. Federal wildlife officials proposed using helicopters to dump 2,900 pounds of cereal grain pellets laced with brodofiacom, an anticoagulant that causes rodents to bleed to death.
So, but what happens then if that's probably the concern, is all these birds start pecking on the...
Now they get the poison, they die.
Yeah.
They
so
eat it, yeah.
What have we done?
Yeah, but I don't know, I'm not a wildlife guy, but... Do birds recreate faster? They have like a rabbit type.
I don't think they procreate like rabbits.
You know? So. Well, they watch them start dying off. They're gonna go fuck. Let's go somewhere else. These poisons are deadly. They persist in an environment. Yeah, we know it's deadly. It's poison. The situation has existed for decades. It does not need to be solved overnight with a massive chemical fucking bombing.
Maybe they send the situation from prison to the islands with a megaphone to force the mice into the ocean.
Make it a sport. Why don't you go out there with some like bow and arrows and shit, you know? Or some laser tag. Guys who like
laser
tag.
That's what they're
tag.
Doing, right? They do it in the Everglades, right?
Yeah.
The pet python contest.
Oh, my God. They love such.
And the boar contest in Texas. They go out and kill the wild boars. But, yeah, mice, BB guns and shoot mice.
Yeah. God, that'd be fun. Like a kid. You relieve your kid days when you just go out and start shooting fucking rats with BB guns.
Yeah, but a mouse is a little tougher.
Well, you got to be good. You know, same for the fucking
truck shooters.
These aren't rookies. A Missouri suspect was hiding from police. You know what gave him away? A loud fart.
Oh, I saw that. You know,
I hope they don't see.
Let this be a lesson to you criminals. No Del Taco or Taco Bell before a crime caper.
Don't stop off at a taco place on your way home from your fucking criminal act. Law enforcement officers in Missouri managed to capture a man wanted for possession of a controlled substance, probably peppers. And after he gave away his position in an unorthodox way, he farted. That wasn't me.
Will there be DNA testing on the gas? Yeah.
After one cop said, holy fuck, loudly or at least with enough volume to get attention of the other police officer. Quote, if you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and you pass gas so loud it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a shitty day. Let's hear it for the officer with a bit of a sense of humor.
Yeah. My question is, when he got to the holding cell, did he get his own holding cell, or did they put him with the other inmates?
Yeah. Who wanted to do that fucking body cavity search? Clay County Sheriff's Office wrote, a local TV station requested more information on the case. Of course, and the sheriff's office responded on Facebook with the person was arrested over the weekend on a Clay County warrant for possession of a controlled substance and a sticky ass. So, you're right. How'd you get caught? Oh, man, my sister-in-law called me and my wife, but how'd you get caught? Oh, I farted.
Jeez.
The Liberty Police Department was surprised to see the incident slipped out, which stinks for the arrestee. City wrote, fortunately, no one was injured during this arrest, except for the guy's drawers. So, there you go. Isn't that great? 500,000 sign up to raid Area 51. Did you see this?
I saw some blurbs. Really? We're going to all invent. Have you been to Area 51? Have you been in that shithole?
I've driven by it. I didn't want to fuck with... You know, test the getting shot by a long-range fucking gun.
So this is going to be like Burning Man for UFO enthusiasts?
Yeah. 500,000 people have signed up to storm a U.S. military base. Well, it's always different when you sign up versus actually...
Let's storm a base, right? Let's storm a top-secret military facility with armed marksmen.
Because we know...
Maybe if they dress up as mice and they'll think they've invaded...
Another fucking infestation. The event is called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us, somebody said. We'll all meet up at Area 51 Center Tourist Attraction and coordinate the entry. They don't even have the fucking plans yet.
Maybe they were inspired by the Central American migrants.
I don't know if I'm going to have much confidence if my leader says, if we Naruto run, we can, N-A-R-U-T-O, Naruto run.
I have to Google that. That must be maybe that's some technique we don't know about.
It must be an alien. We can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens. Well, I think you're going to see God first. Naruto run is the unique running style of a Naruto Uzumaki, star of the Japanese anime series Naruto.
Yeah, because a cartoon character is always your inspiration for evading bullets.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just going to drop this hammer on my thumb and watch my thumb. The event set for the 20th of September is likely to be a joke, but who knows? You know some asshole is going to go out there and show up.
Do we have to pay to sign up? Someone making some money, I hope?
Mm.
Send just a dollar. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of just a dollar, you guys don't forget to donate to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show's Patreon account. $1 a month, $2 a month, whatever you want. It goes to gas money for my co-host. So go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. And become a patron and donate $1, $5, $10, whatever you want.
And tipping very nice Dutch brothers.
Yes, I need that money to get some more free coffee. Here's a story. Woman hurls snake at a driver in an alleged carjacking caught on camera. Woman jumps in the car, throws a fucking snake at somebody.
It's quite an animal theme you got going.
Yeah, it is. It's like the Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
So they were supposed to freak out, flee the car, and then she just takes the vehicle.
A woman in the U.S. has been charged with carjacking and property damage after she allegedly stole the vehicle by throwing a live snake at the driver before crashing into barricades for pole vaulting exhibition. I love that expression, pole vaulting.
She crashed into barricades set up for a pole vaulting exhibition?
Yeah. She crab batted. They were set up for a pole vaulting expedition.
What are the odds? You know, hey, I'm fleeing the scene and I run into a pole vaulting exhibition.
I didn't plan this accordingly. I had the snake. She allegedly took control of the vehicle in South Carolina with non-poisonous critter still inside and ended up smashing into barriers set up for the third annual Liberty Bridge jump off.
Well, did the jump off proceed as scheduled?
She is a Hispanic woman. Upon distributing the popular event, which also offers locals food, blah, 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 police arrested police footage showing her vehicle plunging through it, causing about $18,000 in damage.
So cars probably totaled.
Yeah, it's a Kia, so.
Cars totaled.
It's fucking totaled the minute you drive it off the lot. Okay, we got a few left. I have no idea where I'm on time. Is that showing me? No. Woman boards airport conveyor belt, apparently thinking it'll take her to the plane. Welcome, America, to your colleagues. Flyer tried to travel to new heights as hilarious video shows her climbing into a luggage conveyor belt at a Turkish airport, reportedly thinking it would take her to the plane. Boy, I found the shuttle to the plane. First-time flyer checked in her bags at Istanbul Airport, but instead of heading to her terminal, she proceeded to climb onto the conveyor belt as the terminal attendants and other passengers looked on.
Hey, I have TSA pre-check. I'm just going to go through the conveyor belt.
You know, somebody got jealous. You know what's funny about something like that? You want some douchebag who doesn't know any better, like a lemming. Well, I guess this is what we're doing now. That would have been great.
So what if we were to set up like a fake, like get some signage out there? Alternate entrance.
We should.
Express boarding.
Express service. What do they call that? Like Premier or those other,
Delta SkyMiles.
Yeah, these
gold status members only.
For $25, you don't have to worry. Just bring you in your bag, sit right here, go straight onto the plane. You don't have to worry until other people get on at their gate. Yeah, the woman stepped onto the belt and promptly fell onto her backside as it rolled forward. Confused airport staff jumped up to help her before she ended up in the pile of checked luggage. But the woman said she thought the conveyor belt would conveniently transport her to the airport. And she also believed in Willy Wonka. So, there goes that. Mom charged after driving with kids inside an inflatable pool on the roof. Everybody gave Mitt Romney a bunch of shit because he had his dog
Huckabee.
In a carrier thing in the car.
Huckabee, or was it Romney?
It was Romney.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some dogs would love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, the dogs don't give a shit. They're a dog. People go, my God, I can't believe what a dog.
The kids screaming or laughing, you know, before they jump to... assumed that they weren't enjoying themselves on the roof of the car.
According to the Dixon Police Department, officers were alerted and later observed an Audi Q5, which is a nice vehicle, driving west on Illinois Route 2 shortly after 3 p.m. Tuesday with a blue inflatable pool on the roof with two juveniles inside of the pool. In other words, the pool was... can't tell if it's upside
maybe
down.
Maybe they couldn't afford the water park, so mom was taking it for a spin.
Mom's, you know, being a little ingenuitive.
Yeah.
Officers made contact with the driver, 49-year-old Jennifer A. Janus Yeager, who said she wished she had married a guy with such a fucked up name. Her daughters ride inside of the empty pool to hold it down on their drive home. Yes. The pool cost the whole $15.
We're trying to teach kids to take responsibility.
Yeah, mommy blew that thing up and almost passed out. Daddy was pissed. Why don't you blow me? Police learned Yeager drove into town to inflate the pool at a friend's house. Yeager was arrested and charged with two counts of endangering the health and life of a child, but saving $25 on a shitty pool. Mm. Fucking people. It's amazing. Again, I've told you.
Where's that footage? Someone must have got it whipped out.
Yeah, that would have been great.
By.
They had footage in Florida, some guy on top of somebody's car because there was a road rage thing and he tried to keep the guy from leaving and the guy drove off and the guy stayed on the guy's car.
I actually had that when I was about 17 driving to basketball practice. The guy, gang member being chased by the cops, jumped on the hood of my car and went through an intersection and he tried to climb in the back seat, pushed him out.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Fun stuff.
And I've said this, I don't know if I was being a bit Nostradamus-like, but I've seen cases where people will live with family members for years that have died because they're still collecting pensions or Social Security. Mm-hmm. Well, in Seguin, Texas, a mother in Texas has been arrested.
Seguin.
After she and her daughter lived in their home with the corpse of the child's grandmother for 3 years.
Mama, what's that smell in the bedroom?
Oh, that's grandma. Delissa Navon Creighton, 47, of Seguin, was charged with injury to a child by omission on Wednesday by police believing believe living with the body inside the two-bedroom. This isn't a spacious location. Two-bedroom can have caused serious mental deficiency and impairment of judgment to her daughter. You think?
Especially when she went to work and said, your grandma will keep an eye on you.
Do I got to make grandma any lunch? I mean, think about it. Your mama did this. And now you somehow you're... Obviously, they're doing it, you know...
That's almost Castro-esque, in a way.
Yeah. You know,
it is. There's some sick people out there.
She was probably thinking. She didn't complain.
Yeah.
Police said an investigation led authorities to Creighton's house home on Sunday, where they found the skeletal remains of her mother. It means it decomposed and everything.
All so 3 years.
Took a little while. They probably didn't get used to it.
I hope they didn't do any Dahmer activities. Yeah. Jesus, this is crazy.
Yeah, her mother, Jacqueline Lewis Creighton, police believe the remains have been in the home for about 3 years.
Hmm.
According to investigators, Jacqueline Creighton, 71, suffered some sort of fall in her bedroom in 2016 at the home where she lived with Delisa Creighton and her daughter. Investigators believe Delisa didn't even offer any kind of assistance.
I'm falling and I can't get up. Shut the fuck up. I'm watching more.
Let me get you a pillow, mama.
Yeah, I'll get you a pillow in a minute, bitch. Stop complaining. At least I didn't put you in no fucking home.
According to police, the child was placed with family members. Police and Delisa and her daughter, she was 15 when it happened, continued to live at their home while the body remained in one of the bedrooms.
I'm guessing she didn't bring a lot of friends over from school to hang out, huh?
No. Hey, where you want to go, to my house or yours? This is yours. According to police, the child was placed. Police are continuing the investigation, all that occurred, and expect more charges to be filed against her. She has a $200,000 bond. Yeah, they're going to find out they were collecting her mom's Social Security for years. And, not giving her a good send-off. So, there you go. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Good stuff.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you joining me here in my hotel room without making it weird.
It's always...
somebody's going to walk out. You know, when you leave the room, someone's going to see you walk out and they go, oh, these guys are gay. You know, so if they do, I'm going to look and go... Think you're gay.
I'm going out the window. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, right, guys.
Shit.
Well, thanks for joining us on Facebook Live. Those of you who did, and we'll be sharing it. And of course, if you are in where are we here? Medford, Oregon tonight.
We're in Dutch Brothers, Medford, Dutch Oregon.
Dutch Oregon. Medford, Oregon tonight, Chadwick's. Wednesday night, you can catch us both at Seven Cedars Casino.
Squim, Washington.
In Squim, Washington. And then I'll be at Tacoma Comedy Club this Tuesday night doing a spot. And then, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'll be at Joker's Comedy Club.
Tri-City.
In the Tri-City area in Richland, right, Washington.
I believe it's there's three of them. Yeah, Richland.
Yeah, there you go.
Home of the Hanford nuclear waste site.
So good. I'm
glad. Don't drink the water.
I will not. Anyways, thanks again for joining us. God bless. And we'll be back at some point, maybe. Who knows? With another show on the road. If not, we'll be back when I get home. Take care, guys.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,